Hello, this is Marion Davenport of the League of Women Voters of Portland, and you're watching our video voter's guide or listening to our podcast. We're here today to talk to a candidate running in the May 21st, 2024 primary election. We're grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me today is Shannon Singleton, who is running for the Multnomah County Commissioner District 2 position, which covers most of North and Northeast Portland. Welcome, Shannon.
Thank you.
Please tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for this office.
Thank you. So Shannon Singleton, my pronouns are she and her, and I'm running for Multnomah County Commissioner for District 2 because I really think we're due for a transformation in how we're operating our social services. I come to this from 30 years, almost 30 years of social services and providing direct frontline support to people trying to exit homelessness. I also am a trained clinician, so providing behavioral health care. I've worked with the majority of people that the county are slated to serve, veterans, individuals with developmental disabilities, folks trying to get out of poverty. And additionally, just really think that I can help see where those gaps are in our system and help people understand that we can make changes on the ground immediately by centering the voices of those who are most impacted and filling the gaps that we currently have. My top three priorities include homelessness and housing, but also really addressing the mental health and behavioral health care needs of our community.
Are you satisfied with the board's current handling of the 24-hour mental health crisis and sobering center? And if not, what changes would you support?
Thank you for that question, Marion. I'm not satisfied. I think we have been without a sobering center for far too long. It's something that we need open and we need it quickly. I think it's also important that we learn from our prior lessons and things that didn't work when we did have a sobering center and a detox center. I'd like to share a quick story about one of my clients who wanted to go to detox. You had to show up at 4 a.m. I took her to detox. You wait in line and she didn't get in. And the second day we did the same and she didn't get in. And the third day she decided she didn't want to go again and be disappointed. And that's not the type of system that we can continue to have. So I absolutely want to see us open a sobering center, but also make sure that folks can gain access when they're ready, as well as the ability to transition out and not back out to the streets, but into housing, whether that's recovery housing or other types of permanent housing.
What role would you support for Multnomah County to play in addressing the supply of housing in the region?
Absolutely. We can't end homelessness without housing. So it's very vital that the county show up in that conversation. A lot of our work is going to be in a support role. How do we support the Portland Housing Bureau in ensuring we're developing additional affordable housing, particularly for those at our lowest income levels? How are we partnering with the state and looking at future housing packages to ensure that we're able to draw down needed state funds to be able to develop housing? But there's also things I think that we can do. And while I was at the Joint Office of Homeless Services for 8 months as the interim director, I was able to purchase multiple properties, and that became a land banking opportunity because we had some surplus in SHS funds. That's something I think that we can continue to do. And I applaud Metro's efforts right now to open up the conversation about how we can utilize any surplus SHS funds to either develop affordable housing. I'd encourage them to also do land banking.
You're listening to the Video Voters Guide interview and podcast with Shannon Singleton, who is running for Multnomah County Commissioner, District 2. How, if at all, would you change the county's contracting process?
So with the county and contracting, I think it's important that we look at what are the contracts that we actually need to do because the county is not equipped to do do those services. Right now, I worry that we contract out because it's cheaper to do so than to pay county staff wages to do this work. That shouldn't be the case. We really need to be paying our contracted providers money that their staff can actually live in the community that they work. We have far too many social service providers that are contracted with the county whose staff could qualify for services, and that should not be how we set up our system. Additionally, I think there needs to be more accountability around compliance and outcomes. We can't be afraid to change contracts if we need to because somebody is not performing. That's something we haven't done very often in this community. I saw it maybe twice while I was at the Portland Housing Bureau. I think we need to be willing to have those hard conversations. But regardless if we're going to contract or not, we must start increasing those staff salaries and ensure that our workers are able to live in this community as well. The other thing I think that's important to hold on to is contracting for culturally specific services. I don't think we've actually done enough of that and would like to see us look at how can we expand and ensure that we're providing culturally specific access to services and housing services in particular, and healthcare services for our LGBTQ community in addition to our BIPOC communities.
What are your thoughts on the progress Multnomah County's Preschool for All has made to date and the funding increase that's scheduled to take effect in 2026?
I think that there's clearly been some challenges with fully implementing Preschool for All. In talking with childcare providers and advocates on the ground, one of the missteps that I hear most frequently is that we have not provided technical assistance or address permitting barriers for people who want to open childcare centers. That's something that we could do immediately and add additional slots. If we address some of those gaps in people's ability to actually open childcare, I believe that we should move forward with increasing that on schedule because we'll need those additional slots and need to continue to grow that to truly reach what the voters approved for preschool, universal preschool for all.
Thank you, Ms. Singleton. This concludes our Video Voters Guide and podcast interview with Shannon Singleton, who's running for Multnomah County Commissioner, District 2. Primary Election Day is May 21st. Ballots will be mailed beginning May 1st. Please be sure to inform yourself about the candidates and exercise your right to vote. Thank you.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Fruing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.